Environmental health scientist Barry Ryan from Emory's Rollins School of Public Health will lead the study. Ryan and his team will gather and analyze data on both noise and air pollution within a 1 to 2 mile radius of PDK.
We're going to look and see what kind of data we collect on both noise and air pollution. We're going to try to correlate that with takeoffs and landings of aircraft.
For years, people who live near the airport have wanted a study specifically designed for PDK. Larry Foster is with the citizens group PDK Watch.
Standard ones that are done under certain types of FAA regulations that tend to result in studies that are more sympathetic to what the airport is originally trying to do. In other words, they tend to be a bit cooked.
Dr. Ryan says this study also aims to differentiate the sources of the pollution.
We have mechanisms, by and large mathematical, that we'll be using to separate those components out and see what the airport causes and what the surrounding community, just a natural background from being in a big city, what they actually contribute.
What's a bit surprising is that the airport is paying for the study, close to $500,000. PDK Airport Director Mike Van Wee says the money's coming from airport revenue and includes no tax dollars. He admits he's responding to decades of complaints and threatened lawsuits from nearby homeowners.
Rather than continuing to fight a 30-year-old battle, I said, well, let's just do the study, and it is what it is.
Dr. Ryan says he should have results in about 14 months and recommendations for any pollution control strategies if the study shows they're needed. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.